And I drop down now to verse 14. And they went up into the city, and when they were coming to the city, behold, Samuel came out against them for to go up to the high place. It doesn't mean he's opposed to them. He just met them on the way. Now the Lord had told Samuel in his ear a day before Saul came, saying, sometimes the question is asked, just how did God communicate back in the Old Testament when it says the Lord spake? Well, I think when it says the Lord spake, he spake. That is the way that the communication came. Came by word. It's the words of Scripture that are inspired, not thoughts. Words are inspired. And I think that you get inkling of it in a place like this. He spoke in the ear. And what I hear in my ear are words. That's the only thing that makes sense. And that, of course, is what Samuel heard. Now we read verse 16. Tomorrow about this time I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin. Thou shalt anoint him to be captain over my people Israel, that he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistines. For I have looked upon my people, because their cries come unto me. Now God many times answers our request, when actually it's not the best thing for us, but it's because we just keep crying out to the Lord, as he did for Israel. He granted their requests when they wanted meat, but he sent leanness to their souls. And that's the reason prayer should be made in the name of Christ, which means that it must be according to his will and for his glory. All requests should hinge about that very important matter. Now, verse 17, and when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said unto him, behold, the man whom I spake to thee of, this same shall reign over my people. God now has granted their request. This is the man. And this man, by the way, was a man that impressed even Samuel. You're going to find out Samuel really regarded this man Saul very highly. He regretted that he didn't make good. Now let me continue to read. Verse 18, then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, tell me, I pray thee, where the seer's house is. That is the prophet. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I'm the seer. Go up before me into the high place, for ye shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let thee go and will tell thee all that's in thine heart. Verse 20, and as for thine asses that were lost 3 days ago, set not thy mind on them, for they are found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on thee and on all thy father's house? Now you see, this man Saul was not actually God's choice. Definitely not. It was the people's choice. This man Saul move among the people, tall, handsome, looked like a king. And the people, when they ask for a king and now God grants it, why, they say, here's the boy we want. He's our boy. He's the one we want to be king.